in the United States, it's pretty much every state to decide on this issue.
That's exactly right. And I would suggest that there is not enough uniformity of opinion at the federal level for Congress to address the issue in a uniform way. So I think what will happen and what will continue to happen is that these solutions, if you will, to these legal problems will be decided on a state-by-state basis.
Let's talk a little bit about the verifying signatures on early ballots. There's a lot of confusion now. Election officials pretty much in every county of Arizona may have to change the way their procedures shape up when it comes to verification of signatures.
Maybe. So there is a case pending in Yavapai County Superior Court. It involves that very issue, whether the various county recorders can verify signatures on early ballots by looking at different documents purportedly bearing the voter's signature, earlier signatures. Mm-hmm. And so the judge in that case was asked by the Secretary of State, who's the defendant, mm-hmm. to toss the case, to dismiss it, saying that the procedures that are currently in effect are fine. They're consistent with the elections procedure manual that the Secretary of State has put out, and that the various recorders can look at documents purporting to bear the signature of the voter to determine if the signature on the early ballot is genuine. The judge in that case refused to dismiss the case, and in refusing to dismiss the case, limited pretty much the way that the county recorders can verify signatures, saying that they have to compare the signatures with the voter's registration record, which is the thing that you sign when you register to vote. And other signature specimens, like on earlier envelopes that you would have sent in with your previous early ballots, you can't compare the signatures to those. You have to go back to the registration
to the
form,
original document.
To the original document.
This additional vetting could just be a nightmare.
Well, the statute that is in play here states that when receiving an early ballot, the recorder has to compare the signature with the signature of the elector on the elector's registration record. And the trial judge is saying that that is very specific, that the registration record is a single document. It is the document that was signed when you registered to vote. And the Secretary of State is taking a more broad interpretive view, saying no, it can be anything that constitutes part of that voter's record. And I found out something very interesting in looking at this, and that is that the recorders actually compile essentially files on each voter. So if you're signing something and sending it in, they'll probably keep it. Mm-hmm. And that then forms one of the bases for them to compare future early ballots to make sure that you're the person that's signing it and sending it in. Because they'll look at, like, the last election's early ballot, the envelope that you sent in with your signature. The trial judge in this case is saying that the statute doesn't permit that, that there's only one source document, and that's the registration record, and you're not, the county recorders are not permitted to look at other signature specimens for the voter. So the Secretary of State's saying in response, well, that's silly. People's signatures change over time.
What if it was 40 years ago?
Exactly. You know, a lot of people have been registered to vote for decades.
Yeah.
And I would venture to say that in many cases, the signature that they're using today is not the same signature that they used 30 years ago.
Hey, shaky hand with shaky hand with age. So
anyway, this case is very, very early in the adjudication process. The court has not entered an order, but the judge denied a motion to dismiss the case brought by the Secretary of State, and in support of the denial, essentially made those comments.
Well, we'll see. But it's in the early stages, right?
It is. Okay. So what would likely be the course is that the trial court at some point will issue a ruling, which then can be appealed to the Court of Appeals, and the Supreme Court could then take it up from the appellate level. But the holding, again, is that pursuant to the statute, the recorder is to compare the signature on the envelope with the voter's prior registration. If they match, then the vote is counted. If they don't, then the recorder has the ability to contact the voter, that's permitted, by phone, and determine if, in fact, that voter signed the early ballot, so they can verify it telephonically, and the judge was perfectly happy with that process.
Okay, Don Luce, Attorney Don Luce of the Luce Law Group offices in Tucson and Phoenix. Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know, both books authored by Attorney Luce, and they are available, both in their second printing. Don, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Bill.
That'll do it for today's show. Bill Buckmaster on behalf of Don Luce and Tom, engineering and producing our show. Hope everybody has a great afternoon.